Welcome to the Power to Podcast audio course, where you're going to learn how to make, market, and monetize your very first podcast to attract your ideal client, share your story, and help hundreds with your message in only 90 days without being a techie or producing any bad content. I'm your host, Brandon Stover, and let's get started. All right, welcome to day 88 of the Power to Podcast audio course. Today, we're going to talk about selling and getting proof of concept for your product or service. Really, the big idea here that we've been talking about all week is people must give you money for your idea before you actually go make your product or service so that you don't waste time and money and effort trying to make this thing that nobody's going to want to buy if it doesn't actually solve, you know, your ideal audience's pain points and is actually something that they're going to want to buy. So selling your idea is really a big step for you, because it's at the point that you need a proof of concept in order to move forward. Without an audience who wants and needs your product or service bad enough to pay for it, moving on to the next step of creating it will just be a waste of time for you. So let's check out a few ways you can actually sell your idea. The first one is doing live workshops or webinars. We talked about this option in the last step when you were marketing your idea. But remember, last time, we weren't actually selling anything. This time, your presentation will be set up so at the end, you'll be pre-selling your product or service to those in attendance. So some things to know about selling on a live workshop or webinar is you need to create an incredibly value-packed 45-minute presentation, be energetic and engaged with your attendees, often give away something free, and consider a special offer for those who are joining you live on that presentation, and then have a time-sensitive offer that creates scarcity. Now, live workshops and webinars take practice, and they'll involve a bit of setup in the beginning. Don't get discouraged if you plan a workshop and don't get the opt-ins, turnout, or response that you expected. Improving your presentation and your marketing take time, so trust in the process, and you'll know you'll be learning so much during this time. The next way you can sell your product or service is through Facebook ads. Now, Facebook ads are incredibly powerful because they allow you to target the exact people you're trying to reach through Facebook's ad platform. If your words and messaging are right and you have the patience to test, tweak, and repeat, then really you could be reaching so many potential customers. Now, there are a few different options that you can be doing with Facebook ads to really sell your idea. You can have a Facebook ad that goes to a blog post, and then having some sort of retargeting campaign on the back end. You could have a Facebook ad that goes to a sales page, again with some retargeting to bring people back to that sales page. Or you could have a Facebook ad that goes to your live workshop or webinar. And whether you do one or all of the things that I've mentioned, Facebook ads give you the opportunity to put your product or service in front of a set of brand new people who potentially haven't heard of you before. And with the option to create retargeting pixels, there's a great chance that if you don't convert a sale, you'll still be engaging a future loyal fan over time. The last way I want to bring up is by doing some sort of circuit campaign, which really means lining up multiple opportunities to speak to different audiences about your new product or service going live. Keep in mind that you're also providing massive value to these audiences in the process. Now, some options for this might include doing joint venture workshops or webinars, setting up an affiliate program, and asking other people in your industry or niche to help you market your products or services to their audience. You can do guest podcasting, guest posting, social media campaigns, all sorts of different things to really get the word out about your new product and service coming out. So if you've been building strong relationships with other leaders in your industry or niche, then this is a great route to take when it comes to selling your new product or service. It's only going to help you build more credibility and more authority by being in association with these people. And it's going to open you up to a whole new audience and allow you to grow relationships with those people. Now, remember, the whole reason that we're doing this, selling our idea, is to get proof of concept that our product or service is really going to help our audience and it's going to be something they want to buy, which is ultimately going to save you time, money, and a whole lot of heartache. I mean, imagine going through all the steps that we've covered so far, creating your product or service, bringing it to your audience to sell, and then getting nothing. This is something that none of us want to face, and that's why it's integral that you get proof of concept before you create anything that you want to sell to your audience. Now, maybe you have some uncomfortability about selling something you haven't even created yet, and I can completely understand that. We all experience a little bit of fear around putting ourselves or our ideas out there, especially when we don't have anything tangible to show for it yet. So here are some tips that might help you feel a little bit more comfortable. As I've said before, when you're pre-selling anything, be transparent with your audience about the fact that you haven't created it yet. You can do things like offer an early bird or beta round special price to those who are coming on as the very first people. Make sure that you have a launch date in mind so you can tell people when to expect the product or service. And let people know your number. How many sales do you need in order to create your product or service? Is that 25, 50? Let people know that your product or service will launch with that number of people, and that if you don't reach that number, everyone will see a full refund. And always good practice is offer a money-back guarantee so that once your product or service does launch, those who bought early in on the opportunity to check it out can decide whether or not the content is right for them. Using some of these tips are going to help you feel a lot more comfortable with the fact that you're selling something that you haven't created yet. So once you actually sell your idea and you get proof of concept, then congratulations, because now we get to move on to the step of actually creating the thing that we want. More importantly, the thing that our audience wants. And that's exactly what we're going to cover tomorrow. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you for listening to the Power to Podcast audio course. To get everything you need to make, market, and monetize your podcast in 90 days, including tutorials, resources, templates, live coaching, and even a private community of podcasters just like you, then visit powertopodcast.com and join today.